right, this is the Heartache to Jones podcast, episode 3. Today is Saturday, April 16th, 2016. And we're back again for a third episode. The first two went really well. And like I said, we're keeping all the promises kept, trying to do one episode a month. And I'm the host, Todd Harding. This is my co-host, Todd Jones. How are you, Todd?
Doing well.
Doing well. That's good. Thanks for having us out for this episode. We're out in Todd's house in Lehman Township, so he's hosting us, and we have a new school, a new recording area, so, per se. And with this, we have a special guest. We finally have a guest on the podcast, so with us, too, is Brad, our good friend, Brad O'Connor. How are you? How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
B.O.C.
Looking forward to it.
You got it. So we finally got three guys together, so this is great. So hopefully y'all enjoy it, and I want to thank you all for listening for the first two episodes. Like I said, we're on. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can follow me at Black Diamond PA. You know, we're on iTunes, Podomatic. So definitely hit us up. Tell your friends and family. We're ideal for the work commute. You know, so I mean, we're better than Trusto Radio, and satellite radio is too expensive. So definitely, you know, hit us up, and you know, we'll go from there. But so. How's it going, Todd? How are you?
It's going. Big day today. Got my girls two flower girl dresses. Went back to the old stomping grounds of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. I was in a daze there. I looked. I stopped and just looked. I go, man, I spent 3 years of my life here.
Good times.
And did absolutely nothing academically.
But you picked a you were expecting kind of quiet Saturday, but you went on block party weekend.
Yeah, I didn't know. As soon as we came down to Light Street, we started seeing we'll be able to park. And you just saw people everywhere. I'm like, wait, it's a spring game. And it's all come back to me. I'm like, wait, it's the block party. Yeah. And it was definitely the block party. It didn't change much, but
that also brought back memories.
It did. It brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah, it does bring back memories, doesn't it?
Some of them I wasn't speaking about, but I was like, yeah, you see that place over there? Like, I used to be. I was showing some places. I was like, yeah, see that place there? Mm-hmm. I knew somebody that did something there. It was pretty neat. But things have changed. You gave me a heads up on some of the places that changed there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main street's all different.
Yeah,
all
no more Sal's Pizza.
Sal's Pizza's gone.
I actually went to the place right across the street from the
Russell's
bridal place.
Russell's is gone?
Yeah, Russell's.
Oh, yeah, Russell's, yeah.
And I'll see the bar. Harry's.
Harry's is gone.
Really, yeah,
it's like,
folks.
Yeah, it's like, it's all like student housing now, like where Harry's was.
Yeah, Hess's is still strong. That didn't look like it changed at all.
the townie bar.
Yeah.
Remember like those like huge like moose things that are in there?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, man, like you go in like some townie with card, yeah, he had like this like shirt on, toucher from the 80s. It's just like, come on, man.
Oh, yeah, some stumbling chick from the town sitting there doing karaoke.
Yeah, that was a weird spot because like it was kind of like where like the college kids and the townies kind
of. Yeah, it was a mixture of both.
Yeah, it was just like an odd.
That had the two floors, right?
Yeah,
it was two floors.
Yeah. Like the dance floor was downstairs.
Yeah.
Is Good Old Days still there too?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I didn't go far enough. I kind of went down there. Said this place is bad.
Yeah,
were you able to like get to.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was parking was tough to find, but there were spots everywhere. Just people in herds.
Yeah.
You know, drinking, cops everywhere, all different counties. Paddy wagons, Columbia County paddy wagon. You see this one. It was funny.
Yeah,
but it did bring back memories though.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
but you know, sometimes those block parties get out of control. I know we all like. It seems like once every 5 years, like it just blows up and gets out of control. You know.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. We had our first two. The first two were in Sesame when they were still doing it there.
Yep.
It was pretty good because it was all one location gathering. So now it's scattered through the city.
Yeah,
so
now it's throughout the whole.
Got to be a little more chaotic.
Yeah, the whole town.
I'd say it's more challenging for them to actually fight that. You know, at least before they just kind of stood on the outside of Sesame. They're like, all right, we'll watch them. Now it's like all over the place.
Yeah. It is. Like the whole town goes now.
Jen was amazed.
Yep. So.
That's part of our old school.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's Saturday night. We're out here. We're outside. It's a beautiful night. We're at Todd's property here in Lehman Township. We got a fire going. You know, we're just chilling. And you guys ready for some topics or what?
Yeah, what do you got? Fire away.
Well, I guess we'll start with the NFL. Me and Brad were talking about this on the write-up here, but I guess the LA Rams are off to an interesting start.
Oh, God. Blockbuster trade.
Blockbuster trade. I guess, like, they traded, like, for the first round. Did you see this in the
news? Yeah, I caught the first round pick.
They had the number one pick.
Is Wait, they have the number one pick?
They had it.
They had it. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Titans had it.
Yes. Okay.
The Tennessee Titans had the number one pick. And the trade happened. St. Louis traded up for the number one pick, gave away their number 15 pick, 2 second-round picks, I think a third and maybe a fourth, and next year's first round and second round.
Oh, my God.
To get the number one pick. And I think they got, like, a number one pick and a third-round pick. But, I mean, they're going after this quarterback, I guess, Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Or Jared Goff. But Carson Wentz is the guy they're focusing from North Dakota, I think. State.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah. But, man, to give that away, that's a Mike Ditka move.
Yeah. I think it's awful. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll pay out. But, I mean, it's not Peyton Manning or
Andrew Luck.
This is
it's not somebody who played for, like, a big-time college program.
And they just lost some guys. Didn't they just tear their team up a little bit? They lost a lot of defensive.
I mean, like, and I think they need to go elsewhere. I mean, they have no – I don't know who the guy's going to throw the ball to.
Yeah, they have no receivers.
I think they have Kenny Britt on the roster, Tavon Austin, Stedman Bailey.
And you better let listeners know, we got BOC here, so he's going to go deep on whatever sport we're talking about. Just so people know, just brace yourself.
Yeah, sometimes. I know all the players.
Oh. So, yeah, I wasn't aware it was that. I don't agree with that. Yeah. They're making some
noise.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like all in the news this week. And, I mean, like I said, I mean, it could work out for them, but
it's a lot to give up. Like, their future, you give a lot of their future there. Like, I think their defense is okay. I know they lost some secondary guys who I thought it was tough to let go, but I don't know. I think it could be a shamble move. Team could be in shambles.
We get a front row seat. They're the Hard Knocks too, right? Yeah. We'll see how it all goes. So that'll be a little twist to it.
And I heard they're already filming them like through this whole like trade and everything.
Oh, okay.
So that'll probably be on the first episode.
We'll see too. I think their coach is on the hot seat. I thought he would be gone last year, Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that'll be interesting to watch on I like that show.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be on his way out though, you know. you know, it goes with the NFL, but you know, but turning to other disasters, draft disasters, Johnny Manziel.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's at Coachella now, that big concert now in California.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
He's in the news every day. I was telling Jen, I said, have you heard this name, Johnny Manziel? It's like, what? He's like staying with, they say he thinks he's staying with, was it Gordon, the receiver? Then he's staying with this other guy, and it's all.
Yeah. Gordon just got suspended again.
Again.
Yeah, he was like again. Up to come back in right now.
Yeah, now they're putting it off. Like he can't play right now. He's going to try to appeal. But I guess because RG3 is in Cleveland now. So so he thought maybe they'll get, because I think they both played at Baylor.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Is he still on the roster of Cleveland?
I don't know. I mean, this guy is, I mean, great guy, talent, but
he's never going to play.
No.
He's a pot. He just can't give it up.
These guys, like, they can't give up the pot for all that money.
Unbelievable.
And now the Steelers guy just did that too, Martavis Bryant. I mean, this once happened, and now, I mean, he's only a third-year guy, you know?
Yeah. But you speak of, like, especially with Josh Gordon, I mean, he lost, like, a whole season because of, like, he got caught with weed, and he just doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care.
Wow.
I guess, I mean, you can't have that much money. He's only been in the league a few years.
I know. Well, you're giving up. I mean, you only have X amount of years to make your money, you know, so.
Manziel, though, I would not be surprised to see that guy deceased in the next year.
The way
it's going on there.
Yeah, because he's living in, like, a fantasy land. Like, he thinks, like, he's living with Von Miller, the Super Bowl MVP, but Von Miller's just like, dude, I have your back, but we don't live together. You know?
Wait, he's living?
That's what he says. He says he's living with Von Miller. You know, the...
Yeah, it jumped out. Yeah, so he's living with MVP. Living with Miller
now? That's what he keeps on telling, like, because he's in L.A. partying. He keeps telling that, like, the team Z photogs, like, yeah, I'm living with Von Miller, man. Everything's good. I love ball.
He can't like that publicity.
No, like Von Miller said, like, because I guess they're both Texas A&M Aggies. He said, like, yo, I got your back, Johnny, but we don't live together.
And well, who's his? Is it Rosenhaus? Is that his agent?
Mm-hmm.
His agent's like, you're done within a week if you don't go into rehab.
Yeah, I mean, I think his career's over. I mean, everyone was questioning his career if he was an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but after all this, I mean, who's going to pick him up?
He's like a rich kid, though. Like, he doesn't, like, he comes from wealth. Like, his family's wealthy, so he just, you know, what the fuck is he
care? There's one team in the NFL that might pick him up.
Who's that?
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, that'd be a team to pick him up.
Yeah. Texas, like, the drama.
They
like the publicity.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Jerry
Jones.
That's
the only team I could see doing it,
you know?
Good old Jerry. What else we got going cooking in the NFL? Anything else big? Drafts coming up.
Cleveland, actually, now they have the 2 pick. They're in works now of trading out or something, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Draft's coming up, I think.
Mm-hmm. 28th. I knew that's what I thought. It's like next week or the week after.
I'll watch the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. I'll flick it on and I watch the bottom line go across.
Yeah, I like to see what my team's doing. But I'm interested to see what's going on there. What are the Bears going after? I have no clue.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about them either. They made some interesting moves.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff. I'm
sure the Steelers are making a move you won't like. I don't think you've liked a draft pick since like the 90s.
No, if the Pittsburgh Steelers do not take a secondary in the first round this year, I've been saying it for 5 years and they have never done it. Maybe longer than that. So if they don't take a secondary in the first round, I'll be very disappointed. I'll be shocked. If it's a linebacker, that's it.
I know you're never pleased with the first round pick.
No. Just give me the pick. I want to take it.
I know. And they do need second. That's always a need for them.
No.
Team need. You know, but sometimes I just don't get these NFL war rooms sometimes, you know. It's very obvious what they need.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what happened to some of those teams.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Cleveland, I don't ever see them coming out. I don't see them anywhere in 10 years.
No, I think Cleveland there's too is hard of a bad division. At every position
and they're in such a division that they're not going to be able to beat that division to begin
with. They'll sneak up on the Steelers and beat us once in a while. Right. Like, you know, like that win. But I think they're just talking about it. I heard it. Like, they're weak at every position. Like, they're not strong anywhere. Like,
every year, it's like a new coach, a new quarterback for
them. You can't even make up for them. Yeah, I don't know. Who's the – oh, they got RG3 now.
Who's the coach, though?
God, I can't tell you. What's I'm saying? I couldn't tell you their last four.
Every
coaches.
Year, it's a new coach, quarterback, or somebody big's like gone. Like,
yeah, get a big name coach. Like, I don't know these coaches. I couldn't tell you any of them.
Oh, no idea. They're just
you know
guys.
It's but you know it's bad. BSC can't tell you who the coach is.
No, I can't tell you any of them.
No,
coaches.
No idea who the Cleveland Brown coach is. No idea.
No idea.
So they fire them every year. Yeah, just a guy comes in, fired.
I mean, maybe they're waiting to get their coach when they have the team, but like they aren't close to having the team. Mm-hmm. You know, the receivers last year were unbelievable. Like, their top guy, they paid all this money for Dwayne Bowe. I think he played 2 games all season. He was their number one guy, I think. Like,
yeah, he was like third string on Kansas City, right?
He was third string. Yeah, he was good for a while. But he, you know, like, don't pay him money in his aging career.
Craziness. It was a big week in the NBA. I guess Golden State with the big record and Kobe's last game. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Watch any of that? Or?
Yeah, I watched because I've been into the FanDuel. I've been playing.
I was
going to
say, there's no way you were watching
it
without FanDuel.
There's no way. It was the last games of the last game of the season. So for the teams before the regular season.
Yeah.
And I had to take Kobe. He didn't disappoint. 60 points. I knew they were going to feed him all game. Gave me 72 points in FanDuel, so I was pretty happy. I think they helicoptered him in and everything. They choppered him in to the game.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, all the celebs were there.
Yeah.
All, like, the former Lakers. And...
So I've been following a little bit because, you know, I'm learning the players from FanDuel and stuff. So, like, I've been following. I watched a little bit of the games today. Golden State won big.
Yeah, they were up big, I saw.
Yeah, there was a little drama in that game. A little some pushing going on and stuff. Oh, yeah? Technical fouls and stuff.
Were they playing Houston? Or?
Houston, yeah. There's a little chippiness in that game.
So, dang, right now, 3 NBA players on the Houston Rockets. You got them?
James Harden, and that's it.
All right. You got 3 for me, Brad?
Oh, I got more than 3. Oh, I can name, like, I've never been that big in the NBA, but FanDuel, I've been liking it. I've been playing. I just learned all the players' names from it, you know? Like, I just, and I won't watch the game. I'll just check the stats
right.
The next day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, I got them all. Patrick Beverley's their point guard. Shooting guard would be James Harden. Trevor Ariza, forward.
Yeah.
Center, Dwight Howard.
Oh, okay. I've heard of him.
And then another forward's Corey Brewer. Yeah. They got a couple bench guys, but
I'm a bunch of them.
See, I knew James Harden, and that's it.
Yeah, he's a beard.
He was actually disappointed. He disappointed today.
He only had a couple points.
Yeah. I was a little upset with that because he's expensive.
Yeah, so they're starting the NBA playoffs. What else
do we have? Are we going to rock the FanDuel throughout the playoffs, or...?
I will, yeah. I play it fun. I just do it for $1.
Yeah,
fun time, you know, like you win. Just something to do, you know. But, yeah, I'll play it right through. Mm-hmm. Right till baseball's hard. I'm not doing baseball too much, but so I'll be looking forward to the football season approaching.
What do you do in baseball? Do you pick a lineup?
You pick a lineup, yeah. Pitcher, 3 outfields, just regular lineup.
Pick a team, basically.
Yeah, pick a team. It's hard because, like, you get 0. 0-for-4, that's nothing. You know, you don't get, at least NBA, they score a couple points. Mm-hmm. But you go over, you know, you have to pick it, like, perfect. I mean, to win the big money, you have to really be on your game. So, I mean, it's possible. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do it.
Mm-hmm. It just seems hard to actually hit that.
No, it's really hard. Like, there's times I thought I had the perfect team, and I would just finish in the top 10. just out of the money, like, because they do, the big money is the first two spots. Mm-hmm. And you win some nice money, you can win in the hundreds and, you know, 500s, but you got to be, you know, there. So, like, I've never cracked that. I've been top 10, but I've never cracked the top 5.
It's hard to hit, like, those big.
Yeah. But then you look at, like, one player, like, you're like, oh my God, you know. Yeah, one, you just start one player. Because you'll have times where you start teetering into your lineup last minute, you know, and you're like, I shouldn't have did anything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you're so mad at yourself. Like, you know, like fantasy football. Yeah, the last minute decision,
who do I start? Who do I start? And then you're going, damn.
It's just like fantasy football a little bit, just every day.
It's fun. I only played it a couple of times, but just watching that little arrow, whoop, you're like, oh, wow, yeah. I'm up in the money, And it's like, when like Sunday night football hits.
Yeah, back down. You don't think of all these people.
And Monday night football hits, and you're like, whoa.
There's so many people playing in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like it's so hard to choose.
Yeah. Now, New York just banned it, actually. We took a trip out to the outlets in New York, Windsor Outlets. So I'm doing my team. I'm putting it in. It says, oh, you're outside the limits. I'm like, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, the GPS picked you up.
Just because even though my phone, you know.
Your phone was in New York State?
That was in New York State.
Like, figured out it was?
Yeah, they would let me in.
Wow.
I don't get it, man. I really don't see the – you see issues with it?
I don't. I mean, I don't like the commercials. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think it's a little excessive when they have 5,000 commercials.
Sure, that they hit it big time. Like the.
Yeah.
But do you see a problem with it, though? Like,
no, I don't.
I don't think – I mean, are they taxing this?
I think that's the issue. I think they're not – getting their cut.
Well, sure, let's cut.
I think, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know,
but
like,
they're not, nobody's getting a tax on this. In Pennsylvania, they're not getting.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, the states aren't getting a cut. So I think that's why they're banning it. So, I mean, I just get sick of the commercials. You know,
yeah, it's
you
a
know
little excessive, I mean, on the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. Especially like in August before the football starts. It's just FanDuel. DraftKings.
The radio's even worse, too. That's, I mean, before I even started, it was on the radio. I think every radio channel I put on was FanDuel. Yeah. Like, you know, yes. It did catch your ear, but, like, I never did it, and then my buddy started doing it a little bit, so I got into it.
Yeah. It just gets excessive, though. It's just like, ugh. It's
yeah.
like, you know.
I definitely got sick of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, I guess we're not, the state's not making any money off it. The government's not making any money off it.
No, they're not.
FanDuel's making money off it.
Yeah. Yeah,
occasionally a couple things. Yeah,
and I think there's like a small minority of people making money off it. I know there was like a big scandal with like insider.
Oh yeah, that was all exposed. Yeah,
insider trading kind of thing. You know,
that's hard if you're playing against these people that are playing it. That's not, you know, they know everything. Like
yeah, so
sitting because like to the last second, like even what's hard about the NBA is so I'll have a team going and then the guy will decide, oh, I'm resting today, so he's out. I don't have time to do my line, you know, like fix it. So like I get a zero there. So like. If people know that, that's
sure,
fair
right.
inside trading.
And some of these people I know, too, like, it's like, you know, big-time guys, they'll be buying, like, you know, they'll be playing 1,000 different games. 1,000 games they're playing, and so their odds of winning are much greater.
Yeah, I try to play the single entries.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, yeah. you only have to put one entry in. Yeah. It's probably a loophole on that. Probably get 20 different computers that they're playing it on.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't trust. Like, you have, like, some guy with, like, a strong computer program.
Yeah, sure.
Who just...
It's kind of like the
algorithms
for us. I think it's like the lottery. Now you got BOC has got a knowledge base, so he's got a little edge there that he could play around with that with. But for most people, it's like playing a lottery.
Yeah,
pretty much. You know, it's that's exactly what it is.
It is. You could hit like I've come close, but you know it's hard. Mm-hmm. But I'm having fun with it.
It's fun, man. I was into it, man. They gave me like $3. I was like, all right, let me play. Yeah. I was watching it, put my team in.
And there's free teams every week, too. So you can win a little, but you know, like you play a free one. It's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
There's so much like variety, though. It's just like you have so many players to choose from.
It's a lot. Yeah.
You can choose anyone.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing I get frustrated with. It's just like, I don't know who to choose. You know?
I mean, it's hard enough doing fantasy football. Now you got more guys. At least you only have, 12 guys on your team in fantasy.
But, all right, moving on to another topic, old school video games.
Oh.
We played many video games over the years.
Yes, we have.
And I thought we can talk about some of the old school games of the past. So.
When did you get into games, Dave? I know Brad and I were way back.
There's a picture of me and you going in like fifth grade.
We're sitting on like a bed, even younger than that, like playing a game.
Going at it. I think it was a Sega system.
Sega, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was Sega all the way. Now, you weren't Sega, though. You were Nintendo, right?
I was Nintendo, yes.
And you had TurboGrafx.
Yes, I had TurboGrafx.
Oh, yeah. You had Bonk's Adventure.
Bonk's Adventure, yeah.
You had some different ones. You had TurboGrafx and Sega CD.
Yeah, you went.
Sega CD was terrible. That was a terrible system.
Remember that Star Wars game in the sewers with giant rats?
Yeah, yeah.
Turn, left.
Yeah.
Right.
Six, niner. Six, niner.
Yeah, now, what got you into video games, though? What, you were a Nintendo guy? Did you touch Atari?
Yeah, that was the first system. I mean, Atari just like when Super Mario Brothers came out.
Did you hit Atari, though?
No. Did you guys have Atari? Oh, yeah. Atari.
You had. Yeah. You actually had, in television, too, you had, like, another one. I had something else. It was like...
Yeah, like Atari. I remember some of the games for that. But the little joystick, the one button and the joystick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had Atari. I had lots of games for Atari.
I remember some of the games were impossible. I remember there was one game, I couldn't figure it out. It was impossible.
There's a huge story on E.T. on Netflix.
I kept falling in a pit and I couldn't get out.
That's the story. On Netflix, they buried, I'm not even kidding, like almost like a million copies of the E.T. video game in a desert. It's on Netflix.
Really?
They uncovered it. It's the E.T.
I had the Atari version of E.T.
And it drove people nuts for just what Brad said because I had the same thing.
Yeah.
And you'd be walking around E.T. and you'd like collect on Reese's peanut butter cups. And trying to like phone home, and you can never do it. You fall in a pit, and you just stand, and your neck, and you can raise your neck up and down.
His head would go up, and then fall.
Oh, it was awful! It was awful. I can't believe like
how much
time.
That may be one of the worst games ever.
Oh, it was. It was a big thing though.
Like a glitch or something.
It was, and they didn't tell you.
I didn't look into it as much as he did.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a documentary on it.
I'm gonna check that out.
Check it Netflix. It's hilarious. They buried them all in the desert.
As a little kid, you're probably so mad, you know? Like I bought this game, and
I know. Who knows? I could have become like you know an astronaut if I didn't spend that much time. E.T. I put a lot of time in E.T.
So that was like the first alien one. Then we went to Sega and Nintendo.
Yeah, see, I didn't get Nintendo. I never had Nintendo.
I played. I played Nintendo, but I never had Nintendo.
You guys had Sega.
We were battling out in Sega. Joe Montana football.
Well, Walter Payton football was the first
remember
one.
That one?
I put it up on the Facebook today. Mm-hmm. The picture of the Walter Payton football cover.
Remember my play?
I remember your play. You were the bomb and the sweep?
I had the bomb and the sweep.
The bomb and
the sweep. I would run to the one side and throw it back this way.
It was awful. It was my guy.
Like,
Walter Payton.
Like fake teams, like they didn't have like real teams.
They might have had Chicago, but not maybe Bears, just like Chicago.
Yeah, but they weren't like the Chicago Bears. Like they weren't.
I don't know. Maybe
teams.
I think just Payton was the guy.
They're like fake teams.
Yeah, I think so.
Like they had real cities, but like fake teams.
Did Tecmo Bowl have? Yeah,
Tecmo Bowl was the one I think that broke the barrier.
That was
and I loved it. I didn't have it. I can't believe I didn't have a Nintendo. I went to everybody who had it. I'd be playing. I was good at it. I loved it.
Oh, that's how Payton? I was. Yeah, I didn't have it, but we were.
Yeah.
Remember that game? Like, you had to pick the right. Like, when you threw the ball, there's always one guy open.
Tecmo?
Otherwise, it was in a rush.
There's only four plays, but if you picked the exact play, it was a disaster.
Unless you had Walter Payton or Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
You could
break
the disaster. You could break the disaster. You're gone.
That was only, like, the really talented kids.
You did the high five. I love that game.
You dive at people.
Yeah, that game was great.
That was great. How it all started. Remember the Atari football? And there was like four.
Oh, that was awesome. You had so many different games. You had like great soccer.
Great soccer for Sega.
There's a lot of greats.
Remember Rambo?
Rambo.
I never beat that one either.
How about Rocky?
Rocky. I couldn't beat Dragon.
We used to go at it, and then we could never beat Dragon.
You know what? I was bored today, you know? I was bored today, and I went on, and I was on YouTube, and I was how to beat. And I watched the guy beat him, and now I figured out like that's how you did it, you know. Like, you had to figure, you know.
Yeah.
I wish I could go back and do it. I mean, I still have Sega. My sister actually.
Yeah, is it still playing?
Really?
Yeah,
that's
really
great.
The original Sega.
Original Sega.
That's awesome to play and hook up, man.
It still works.
It does. She has it up there. Yeah. I don't know if we have Atari still. I don't know if that's around, but.
Or like Nintendo, you'd like blow into the cartridges.
I used to remember you'd stick one in there and you'd slam it down. You'd stick another one on top of it just to keep it in there at the right angle, like so it would play.
Yep, I remember that. Sega, damn problems with Sega.
I never had any problems with Sega
because that you just kind of put it right in the system.
Yeah, we pop
right
it in.
Sega.
Like, you didn't like plug. You put it in. You kind of just
it just clicked
stuck
in there.
It
yeah,
in, right.
Yeah,
we were the minority in that group.
Yeah,
I don't know too many people that had Segas.
Yeah. Yeah,
now, the Genesis blew up after that.
Genesis blew up. And then what was the next Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
Super
Nintendo and Genesis went at it.
The Marios were big. And then,
They had that. That was the Mario Kart stuff and all that.
And we had, what was the ones for it? It was a Sonic.
Sonic was, But I remember Genesis. I remember when we all got the Edge of Genesis, Mortal Kombat came out on the home systems. Remember the Mortal Kombat game?
Oh, yeah.
And Genesis allowed blood, and Super Nintendo had sweat.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
It was like blue. You hit him in the face and like blue.
Yeah.
Blue.
That was
blood
like a big controversy,
man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a huge thing. Look, you should see the games now, man. That's Mortal Kombat currently that just came out. Oh,
I heard
my
it was
God.
Like really, yeah.
It's horrible.
Like not for kids.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
It's violent even for a video game?
It is awful. I describing the stuff. You just got to go on YouTube and watch the fatalities of the new Mortal Kombat. Unbelievable. I don't know where these people are coming up with these things.
They're pretty demented even back in the 90s, though.
Remember the arcade system one where you'd be all good playing a guy? He'd have fatality, he'd spring off. You're like, man, I just got killed.
The new market championship.
Like, you go over there. I remember when it first came out, you go in there, pop a cord, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I just beat Sub Zero. Then some guy come up next to you, you'd be like,
yeah,
and you just get destroyed. You don't even like flawless victory, fatality. You're just sitting there like, I'll go get my iced tea and my hamburger and get out of here.
That's what I really miss. Like, remember Top Dog? Remember the old arcade games? That's what I really miss.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah, like, what happened? Like, I went, like, today we went, where were we? I was in the Grotto, like, the arcade. It's all big games, like, driving, like, it's all big now. Like, yeah. What happened to those games?
They just lost their base.
Remember, like, the wrestling one, the Ninja Turtles game?
The Ninja Turtles and the wrestling game were both, they both had that playability. Four people at one time on one big game.
X-Men had one, I think.
Yeah.
It was great.
The wrestling game, that wrestling game was, I think, the top game besides that game at Bloomsburg.
Yeah. The game at Bloomsburg that we played once.
That we never played. It was in our system. Me and Brad, man.
Do you remember who we played?
Oh, yeah. Bill and Ron.
Bill and Ron,
the brothers.
Montour. No, it was in Schuylkill.
Schuylkill we played in?
Yeah. What system was it?
That was Montour, wasn't it?
No, it was Schuylkill.
Oh, right. Okay.
And what system was it?
They had a Nintendo GameCube, maybe.
So we were talking about Genesis. It went to PlayStation, PlayStation 2. Well, PlayStation, and then they had the Nintendo had two. Nintendo had like GameCube and then another one, I think.
Yeah. The N64, maybe.
Yeah,
N64.
That might have been the next one. But I got the PlayStation. I remember we had the PlayStation.
Yeah. We were playing Game Breakers.
That was when we got to college.
Remember what was the NFL one?
Game Day.
Yeah, Game Day. Remember the R2 button?
Yeah. Remember when you guys pull a hammy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game was contingent on who guy did not pull a hammy. Yeah, that's what it was.
We would play, have our fake belt, and we'd all take it for a while. Whoever didn't pull the hammy had the belt.
Yeah.
Because once you gotta pull a hamstring, you couldn't hit R2 anymore. You had to put a scrub in.
Yeah, your fourth string.
You're done. You were done. R2.
Remember, we banned it.
Yeah.
For a little while, we banned R2 button.
Yeah, well, I think like we used to put like injuries off. You can't do that. No injuries off.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Game Breakers. I remember we got that one game, that Silent Hill game first came out. I couldn't play it.
I think I bought it,
and I was like, I can't play it, guys.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Game Breakers, we used to have tournaments.
Yeah, we had that tournament.
I remember I was in Georgia. Yeah. Remember I put Heinz Ward quarterback.
Yeah,
that was that
Game Breaker, the college game.
Yeah, right? I wasn't allowed to pick them anymore.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Flipping around.
I remember the one time we played, you were Georgia, I was UCLA.
It was a shootout.
I think he upset
Jonesy in the semis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had lots of tournaments.
It was like a 63-55 game.
Yeah, whoever had the ball last.
Yeah, it was touchdown, 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 touchdown.
You had Cade McCown was your quarterback.
Yep. And Danny Farmer was my receiver.
Yeah, I remember that. Maybe it would be yellow. They'd have the yellow under their number if they were like a game breaker.
Oh, yeah.
Remember LeVar Arrington was so good. I would like blitz the quarterback and go back and pick the ball off. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was like unstoppable. Yeah,
I don't know what.
He's like superhuman.
Yeah.
It was an NFL game day or something. One of those games. Maybe it was a Madden. I remember we were playing, and Brad, I had the game won, and for crap, you know, the last play of the game, he's like, oh, I'm just going to go back and throw it up in the air. I go back, and Brad's blitzing me. He hits my quarterback. My quarterback fumbles. He rolls in for like a touchdown. It's like a nightmare. I still remember that game.
We went out in a lot. Remember the wrestling game? It took like an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. Block.
Like we just
you'd get the best of me though. You'd fireman's carry me.
The fireman's queer because I would pick a guy
British
and a quick move. Yeah,
British Bulldog.
And I could pin you like with one move. I could just hit the button and he'd automatically pin your
Who's
guy.
Your guy in that
Papa
game?
Papa Shango. Papa Shango.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Mankind was my guy.
The Rock
you'd,
was
you'd
now
watch
yet.
For a while, then you'd just be like, I'm leaving. Like, because we'd be playing for like, you'd only have like a little energy after your guy.
Now, where were we at there?
We would punch, block.
What game was that? What system was that?
That was PlayStation. But I don't know the
That's
game.
That's the PlayStation.
Block! We were taught like screaming, block!
Oh.
Block!
It was awful.
You had to be so quick, like our
hands. You got tired. Your hands were like cramping. Oh yeah, there were some good ones.
Yeah, some Bloomsburg. We're still playing.
Here we go. We're going through our journey of games, man. Started off with those Nintendos.
Was the Dreamcast? Did we play that at Bloomsburg?
The Dreamcast. I thought junior year. Yeah,
Dreamcast.
I thought was a great system. Mm-hmm. It just
didn't take off.
It wasn't supported. It didn't get a lot of support. But that football game was good.
It was good.
And the basketball game was
good. Street ball.
It was good for everybody except for Jer.
Yeah, you get so mad.
Oh. Yeah. You freaking Wilkes-Barre guys. You just like take him the whole bang, bang. All right, like you have to lay off. You have to lay off him so he play.
Yeah.
So I hope you hear this, Jared. Like, we laid off you a couple times.
Yeah, just a couple good games for Dreamcast, and then.
That was a Star Wars game.
Yeah, Star Wars game was good. We just had two little robots and you'd go around and yeah, like, ships.
I think you could get like a four-player split screen, too.
That was great about it. The four-player split screen. We'd all be playing. It was unbelievable. Yeah. And now look at it, God.
Then where would you go from there?
I think we started getting out of it a little bit then. Like, you still had the systems. I don't think any of us upgraded our senior year.
Well, Xbox was next, right?
The Xbox 360 would be the Xbox.
Oh, the original Xbox.
Like, and that never was at Bloomsburg.
What was then? PlayStation 2 was the big one.
Yeah,
then,
PlayStation 2 Xbox. And Xbox, yeah, right.
So they started competing, and now look where we're at now, God.
That's the last system I bought was the Xbox.
The original Xbox?
Yeah.
I had PlayStation 2. I haven't upgraded in a long time.
Yeah, that's the last. I haven't bought a system since that. That's
on the You're only on the 2?
I'm only on 2. I don't have the time.
It's tough. It's hard to get,
you know, I got the baby at home, like come home from work. Like, yeah. I don't get home until 4 or 5.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
Jonesy has kept it old school.
The systems are they're pretty cool. What they do more than, like, the Xbox is nice. It does more than gaming. I could just go Netflix, watch this. It does a lot of your media, play this, go that, look at all the pictures on my phone. That's keeping me going. I don't play as many games as I used to. I only play a couple. I'm still in my GTA 5. That game's insane.
I don't know how you solve those games.
Like, I don't think I've ever solved one.
No, you just...
I just keep playing. Just
play. Which is GTA 5?
Grand Theft Autos.
Oh, okay.
Those games are still going?
Oh, those games are phenomenal. Yeah. If I don't know how these people make these games. I mean, the detail in these games, insane. If you sit there and just watch it. Me and Mr. Plumber, we tried playing a couple times. You could play together. I could make a car... Come pick them up in my car. Go jump my car. Let's go rob the liquor store.
Well, that's all online now, right?
Online. Oh, it's online.
Oh, God, I didn't think about that.
We can hop in a plane, jump around a plane with a parachute, hit a couple people in the head with guns. Guys were coming down. Go ride in a wave runner. Go fishing. Go play a game of pool, game of golf. To me, these people making these games, it's just unbelievable that they're putting stuff out like this. But now, I one of our podcasts, our last one, was it the VR? The VR
heard
is on
you
its
guys
way.
Talking about this.
Yeah. That's gonna really literally mess people's minds up. It really is. It's intense. It's good stuff. I will get one eventually, but I think some people are just gonna become dormant. Yeah, they're like, not gonna come out of the house.
I'll miss the joystick though. Like, they still have, I still sit down and play it.
Yeah, they come right now. They come actually. The big ones are the Oculus Rift and the Vive. It comes with a Xbox One controller, so you have a controller.
Still play regular.
You're going to be sitting there playing a video game, but really feel like you're kind of into it. But some of them are going to get out where you could actually walk around.
Yeah,
and that's just like
you could still play normally.
Yeah, like the games are meant for.
I know, I have to wear a headset?
Yeah, like the game mask. System is the headset. Yes, walk around like Darth Vader. Freak your kid out. What's Daddy doing?
Yeah, closing all the windows and the shades in my face.
it's you do have to wear that stuff for these particular systems.
These are what our kids will be playing. Like,
yes, yeah, and they don't recommend it for kids under 12 right now. Like, don't let them, because their brains are just so fresh, you know. Ours are old and crusty.
That's probably good. They won't be into video games too much.
Yeah. Well, they'll get a hold. I wasn't supposed to buy any of the games I bought when I was a kid buying video games. You know, it was always restricted. Don't buy unless you're 18 or over. Like, give me that Call of Duty game. Give me the Mortal Kombat game. Here you go, kid.
Yeah,
they're gonna miss out. So, remember, I actually want to go back to one. Remember the Neo Geo?
The Neo Geo.
That
was
a disaster. I don't think any of us got it. I don't think that was.
I think that was more like Japanese and stuff like that. It was. Anyways, but that was. So I'm trying. Yeah, there's a couple systems that tried splitting. There was a Jaguar system made by Atari.
Yeah.
That tried to fit in that branch.
Yeah, Jaguar.
I don't know. System. I don't know anybody who had that system. I don't know anybody. I might have known them, but never saw the Neo Geo. Then a couple.
Yeah, the Sega CD was terrible. That was like probably the worst system ever. It was horrendous.
So some of them bombed. Yeah, but it's crazy where we're at now.
Yeah, the 360 was a big one. That was a really I played a lot. Xbox I put a lot of work into 360.
Oh, and then there was always the Wii. That was a good.
The Wii, I still play with the kids.
We watch Netflix on the Wii. So
yeah, the Wii still holds up.
Yeah. Now they never upgraded. It's just the Wii.
They came out with the Wii U.
There's a Wii U.
The Wii U, better graphics and a little bit more stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But I think the next thing is. It's going to be everything you're going to get now is going to have a VR component. PlayStation 4 is actually pushing theirs out soon. Their VR is coming out. And there's already two on the market now. You can go buy them today. And when you put them on, you'll throw up. As they say, the motion sick.
I'll have to try it.
I think they're coming
football,
around.
How would football work?
I don't know. I don't,
like a Madden game.
I don't think that's out yet. Yeah. They got flight simulators. They got a lot of other things. I don't think that there's racing games like car. Like you feel like you're in a car. You can look left and right. But I don't think it's there yet. They have fighting games. Star Wars games coming out for it, which would be pretty crazy.
It's something to do. Yeah.
But who knows? You know,
that's insane.
And they're only going to get better, so who knows?
But yeah, I've had a mind
what we're going to be at.
We've been through a lot of them, though. A lot of broken paddles.
Yeah. Jones would be the...
I was the power button.
He was the power button. The game would just end. It'd be like fourth quarter.
Quit.
Boom. He was the quit.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
He went away. He couldn't see the end of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Quit.
We've been battling out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're good times.
Definitely battled out. But
So, what do we got? You got anything else besides the video games there?
You have any topics?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm laughing about earlier before we actually turned this thing on about those burgers.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, we're talking about fast food, and the last podcast, we got into fast food a little bit, and Brett asked me if I had the Angry Whopper. It's like that disgusting sandwich with, like, the red bun.
I did not.
Like, it was just the most, like, you see it on the menu, it's like, oh my God, I think it's gross, you know? Absolutely gross.
Yeah, I thought what was worse was the one you took, that dark one.
Well, on Halloween, I guess they had the black bun. I mean, who's going to buy this thing?
That was disgusting. I can't even eat faces in candy at Halloween time. Like, if it has, like, a zombie face on, I can't eat it. Now you're going to serve me a black bun? A
black bun.
It's like,
how could they come out with the red bun? And that couldn't have done good.
Oh, yeah. It's so gross, man. Like, it grossed me out, you know? Like, I wouldn't even try it, you know? It's disgusting.
Yeah, I wonder what they're thinking when that. Like, Fourth of July, you can get, like, the red, white, and blue burger. Come on and get out. Like, can't eat that stuff.
If someone buys it, I guess they'll sell it. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, they'll keep it on if there's people buying it, you know?
Well, since we got you up here, BOC, I had to ask you a couple things for the future and test you on them.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know anything about the Olympics coming up?
Actually, I just watched the Olympic trial wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it. A lot of, like, I was watching the college wrestling, so actually it's really exciting. A couple guys, like 19-year-olds, qualified, so they'll be representing the U.S.
Sweet.
So we'll be able to watch that this summer.
Yeah, I believe now they were trying to get rid of wrestling, so a lot of people are up about it. So like, I know what's going on this time. So got a couple guys, the Ohio State guy that just won the nationals for wrestling. He'll represent U.S. at the heavyweight, I think.
Wow.
And then. Another guy surprised everybody. He's only a junior in college. He won. He upset a couple of guys. Jaden Cox from Missouri. So I hope he represents the U.S.
Since it's the regular freestyle wrestling?
Freestyle, and there's Greco. But the freestyle is the guys I know a little more. So So I guess we'll have that. And then now that snuck up on me, the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm excited. I like the Olympics. Summertime, my plan is to sit out here and put the Olympics on.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed. I don't even know if the USA soccer's in it. That's a little disappointing.
The U.S.
I could be wrong. I know the women are, but I don't know if the men actually qualified.
How about that big thing? I hear that all over the news. The women versus the men, their pay scales.
Yeah.
You hear about that in the news? Like the women's soccer?
A little bit, yeah. Who's getting
more? Well, because the women are basically pulling in all this money and advertising. They're actually want to be seen more than the men's team. They're making half the price.
They're making less.
No, they're making a lot less than what the men are making.
I mean, they're the team. They won the World Cup.
Yeah. I think that's kind of a shame, though, true.
Yeah. I mean, I watched. I was all into it, the World Cup. I mean, the guys did a little better the last couple of year times, but
yeah.
But the girls, I mean,
if I'm wrong and they're not in the Olympics, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at that, who's your pick? What country's gonna win the Summer Olympics?
Summer Olympics. Oh, I know the winner is always
on the spot.
Summer Olympics. I think USA with the track, I think will I mean,
think
I don't
overall
think they can
we'll
compete
take it
with our track guys.
I'm sure the host country always does well too.
Who's the host?
I think it's Brazil.
Brazil.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think it's Brazil.
I think we kill it in track.
Okay.
We have the sprinters. Like, they don't. Not many of them lose. I guess that Jamaican guy. Is he still
Usain Bolt?
Yeah, is he still around?
I don't know. He's got a couple of years on. Well, I guess it was the last 4 years he was on. I'm sure he'd still be running then. Yeah, they always got a really good team. I mean, there's a lot of pretty good sprinters out there. You're getting.
I don't know. I'll follow it during the summer, but I don't know who our sprinters are now.
Let's go with some other picks then. What other picks you got? World Series.
I always liked watching the World Series. So early.
That's why we're testing.
So early. As long as it's not, God, if I see the Giants in there again or the Cardinals, I'm So let's see teams. Somebody new. Let's see somebody new in there. Yeah. I don't mind if Washington makes it, even though I'm a Phillies fan. So mm. Let's see new blood.
Yeah, you think maybe they have Washington, a team that can do that?
I think they're like 9-1 now, okay. I think. They have a good start. Mm-hmm. I don't want Dodgers. I'm getting over them a little bit. So American League. I mean, it was nice. Who won last year? It was the
Royals, right?
Royals. That was nice to see. Uh-huh. But now, okay, let's move on from them. I just like to see new squads in there. So maybe like, I was surprised to see like a Tigers team get in. Or how about the Astros? They were unbelievable last year after all that rebuilding.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be happy. Like, yeah, just any new team. I hate when it's the same team.
Yeah. I mean, Mets, that's a rival for the Phillies. I can't
go
for them.
No.
And they're saying it's World Series or win or bust for them this year.
Really? So. Is their team like going to get disbanded? Like it's getting too expensive? Or?
Yeah, they're ready for it. They did all that rebuilding, so they're saying we need one. So
let's go more current. NBA. Who's gonna take the NBA? I mean, like the Warriors? God,
Warriors. How
do you think they're going to make their story complete?
Yeah, Stephon Curry. I mean, the guy could hit a three from anywhere. I mean, I no problem. Boom. You
know? I heard they were actually into like legitimate discussions about moving the line back.
I mean,
like they were talking about the moving the 3-point line back. Just overall that a lot more guys were hitting at that, but he's just been phenomenal at that. So do you think they'll be the team though?
I don't see them losing. I think the Spurs are aging. They got a little younger with that Aldrich and Kawhi Leonard, but I don't think
they're I don't know those guys.
They got a little younger because they still have Tony Parker and Tim Duncan.
I know those guys.
So I think they would love to go out with one more, but I don't see it happening. So I think it'll be Golden State, and I'd like to see Cleveland lose. You know, I'd like to see them out. I think they lost to them last year in the finals. So let's see. But Toronto lost today. They were the 2 seed. They lost to the Pacers today. So maybe, let's see. I'd like to see Atlanta maybe.
How about how about your early college pick? College football.
Early college football. As long as it's not Alabama, God. Can't take it.
Yeah, so as long as I'm all right. So NFL, you got anything out there?
NFL, I mean, Steelers getting – I'd love to see my Steelers in there, but – We don't pay out the money. We'll let you go to another team before we let you go. Imagine if the Steelers would sign like a Darrell Revis or somebody. Yeah. Like, imagine having a guy like that on your defense, but they won't give out the money.
Well, you know what? I guess you look at the Steelers, they're consistently good.
Yeah.
Maybe because they don't pay out that money and get like those 2-year teams, you know what I mean? You got 2 years to go ahead and do this, and then you kind of fall apart again and got to build back up.
They don't draft secondary guys in the first round.
Yeah, I always think about that. You guys will be getting a text, a mass text.
I know.
I will be waiting in that.
The Pittsburgh Steelers take a linebacker.
They take a linebacker.
That's an immediate text. Oh!
It's secondary or bust. They could use the offensive line, but no, it's secondary or bust. Because they got offensive line in the free agency.
Well, I'm excited with the Vikings because they actually opened up that new stadium.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they had a good year last year.
Oh, yeah, they had a great year.
Oh, yeah,
everyone will talk about that game in the playoffs. Was it rigged? What happened?
Yeah, with the field goal being missed.
Yeah.
It was like an easy field goal.
Easy.
It was like a 20-yarder. Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, everyone will talk about that.
Bears and Vikings, I think it's Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
I just looked at the Bears' schedule. They got a primetime game with the Vikes. And I think it may be Halloween.
Yeah, schedule's around now, yeah. I looked into it a little bit.
That new stadium they have, though, is awesome.
Is it an outdoor stadium?
No, it's kind of built like... It's an indoor stadium, but half of it's like all glass, so you can see like the Minneapolis skyline, and it's just like really, really well done.
They've been playing with the Minnesota Gopher Stadium, which is like nice. It's because the college stadiums are bigger, but the NFL is just nice looking.
Yeah,
like they have the glass. Yeah, like you said, the glass.
It was kind of weird watching because like that Minnesota stadium is a nice little college stadium, but it was weird watching the Vikings play there because like it's almost like they're a high school stadium, you know?
Like it's just like Pittsburgh playing at Penn State.
Yeah,
it'd just be even though it's a bigger stadium.
Yeah, it was just a little weird, you know. But it's worth it because this new stadium they're opening up is awesome. So
it's getting exciting. Football's getting the spring games are going on.
Spring games are on. And the draft will be in next month, right?
Yeah.
More importantly, next week, Dave. Game of Thrones.
Oh, you
watch it, Brad?
Yeah, I'm into it. Yeah, actually, we were just talking about it because we're getting the HBO bill and I don't watch HBO really.
Right.
Besides Game of Thrones, so I'm no, Game of Thrones is coming up. So
wait till
they can drop it after that. But that's all I watch.
This year's wait has been extra brutal because usually it comes back in early April. Now it's April 26th or whatever.
Yeah, it's almost the end of April.
Dude, it's so long. So long, but I just can't wait till it comes back.
Oh, it's gonna be. It goes so quick.
It does. That is a quick moving series.
Like when you're into a series, it's so fast and like and it's over. Like right now, I'm in the Better Call Saul. You watch that?
I've watched a couple. I got to get back into it.
It's good. It's not as good as Breaking Bad, but it's good. Now it's over, you know. It's like you get, you know. But now Game of Thrones, so
is that over? Is two seasons done for that?
This is the last episode coming up this Monday.
Okay. But is that the end of the
season? No, it'll go on. Yeah, it'll go on.
Oh, so yeah. Gone.
So Game of Thrones is good for a while, right? How long do we have? How many more seasons?
They said they don't know if that'll end.
For?
I mean,
the guy keeps writing books.
Yeah,
so that's good then.
I mean, it'll end, but yeah,
And the good thing about Game of Thrones is you don't know who's going down. They like kill the good, they kill the bad. Yes, like, you don't know.
Yeah, they definitely keep you on your edge. It's not. Like,
yeah, they do.
Yeah,
I think it's like gonna that. Be a lot about that brother Brandon because he wasn't in the last one.
No, they skipped him the entire last season.
Is that the young kid?
Yeah, the kid was.
Yeah, the kid that can't walk.
He's above the wall. Yeah, and he's like in some weird like lair with some weird like looking for that three-eyed raven.
Yeah. I like that story. I'll be looking forward to that Arya story. I was a little out of.
I was a little bored with that.
Yeah, that bored me. Now she's blind, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I missed that. I didn't. Maybe I just forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading about the incoming thing. And she's
I missed. That storyline has gotten boring.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's but now, it's you know a tough show to keep up on. Everything
is the queen now.
Cersei's looking for blood.
Cersei will be looking for blood.
I think that whole like Ramsay Snow and Winterfell like. You know, how are they going to get him out of Winterfell? You know,
I still question.
And he just I love when he slaughtered Stannis' army. He just completely slaughtered them, you know?
Now, there is, like, drama. I didn't think so. You never saw Stannis get killed.
Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah, she never, like, they show her, they don't show her putting the sword into him.
No, you did right. Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you wonder if she has, like, maybe I'll, you know, use him to take over this Ramsay Snow.
Yeah.
But who knows? I could be wrong. You never know.
I know, like, Ramsay Snow is, like, sadistic and evil, but he's pretty badass, though. I mean, like...
And the big question
he keeps
is,
winning battles, you
John
know?
Snow, is he...
Yeah, he's dead. I mean, come on, man.
Pretty hard to say. He's too good. He's too good.
He is too good, man.
He's got to go.
Like, there's so many chances... Like, he even could have joined Stannis' army and, like, take Winterfell. He's just like, no, I have to do the right thing. Like, fuck that, man. It's just... You know, that's why he got killed.
Yes,
that's why he got stabbed by that little kid, you know?
Yeah.
That's right, the little kid killed him, too.
Yeah. It's funny because you see, like, that Brandon now. He looks big.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because how many years has it been?
Yeah, because it's been, like, 6 years since the first season, so.
So that's big because that's coming out, too, where everything's ending now. Like, the regular like the series, shows, the series are ending. Yeah. So, like, it's coming out and nothing else is on.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, that takes you right to summer. On.
I would like them, like, after the whole thing's over, is to, like, they can even go back and do, like, prequels back when, like,
like Star Wars.
Oh, they could.
Yeah, like, they can do, like, when they overthrew the whole Targaryens. I mean, you know, like, when Robert had that rebellion, Baratheon?
Yeah.
They can make a movie about that.
So this is going forever.
Yeah, like, they can do all that prequel stuff. Yeah. Like, with Ned Stark and all that
stuff.
You know? I think that would be awesome. But I just can't wait to come back.
Can't wait.
I just can't wait.
Now, I'm always it's a 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock showing.
I believe 9.
Because I'm always in between. I go to bed around, like, 10. So, like, it's always, like, I have been staying up to watch it because I don't want to see that spoiler. Like, if I tape it, you know, like, I don't want to get that spoiler the next day. So, I have been staying up to watch it.
Yeah, and that's a show everyone talks about the next day.
Yeah, so I can't go on Facebook or
anything. People like, post on Facebook and it's
I'm telling
all over,
you not to
like,
text me. I'm like, don't text me anything.
You can't go online because all the spoilers are online.
Yeah, so you know? I just got to watch it.
But I just can't wait, you know. It'll be interesting to see.
What's up with the little man?
Tyrion?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's with, they had to find, I guess, those Dothraki. They found Daenerys. Remember? Because they found her at the end. They were swarming around her. Remember?
Yeah, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. Yeah.
But she's with the Dothraki, so they're looking for her. But I don't know what's going to happen. You know, but she has that big dragon flying around, so.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in charge, I think, now, because she's not gone. So he's going to, I think, like, take her role for a little bit.
Yeah, so I guess they're going to eventually come back and invade Westeros, and I guess that's their whole plan, you know?
Even him, how long? He's been around a while. It's might be time for Tyrion to...
You never know.
I know.
He's been on the show for a long time. Like, I mean, they can't kill everybody off, but...
He'll just fall off the boat, you know?
He's due.
He's due. That's so funny. Just randomly one episode, he'll get the cap game. But
that's how that show works. You just don't know. You're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I still won't forget that scene when that one dude got crushed. What was the guy, the mountain, just blew the guy's head up?
Yeah, he thought he was beat. He had him beat, and he swept his leg out.
Yeah, that one guy from Dorne.
Yeah. This pop, I was like, oh.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
Great show. That is a good show. That's well done. I mean, it's hard for me to take it all in. There's so much stuff going. I need like a map. Like, who's this person related to? With that,
so many storylines going.
Like,
at who's the same
time? Who's the guy? Who's the guy that's like beat up beyond belief? He was like he got castrated and everything. Oh, yeah. Who's that guy?
Theon. Of...
Theon.
Theon.
Oh, Theon, man. Greek. Yeah, that's it. Right. He's a sad sack, man.
I know. And now he's like trying to. He like ran away with Sansa. She got away.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a big thing. They'll be probably like. Venturing through the forest.
Yeah, well, Ramsay will find them probably.
Yeah. Well, that's coming out soon, so.
Yeah.
Be looking forward to it.
Yeah. So draft, all that stuff.
Yeah, the draft coming up.
You got draft, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, obviously, next podcast will be in May sometime, so we'll definitely be talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So.
We'll be into a little bit more.
I'll be listening.
We'll definitely be talking about Game of Thrones. And but we're at the 50-minute mark. You guys want to keep going? You want to wrap it up? What do you think?
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
This is our longest yet, Brad. So just so you know, you broke the record.
We broke the record.
Yeah, so we want to thank you again for coming on, Brad. No problem. Really appreciate it. Yeah, so
anytime.
And we want to thank you guys for listening. Definitely give us some feedback on social media. You know, we're great for work commutes. You know, definitely like our Facebook page, follow me on Twitter @BlackDiamondPA. But like I said, this is episode 3 of the Harding Jones podcast. I'm the host, Todd Harding. This is my co-host, Todd Jones.
Nope.
Guest Brad O'Connor. So everyone have a good one. Thanks.
Later.
Bye.
All right.